Well, is it possible the Farm Bill has a little momentum? The House and Senate Farm Bill talks are now set to start next Wednesday in Washington, as both the House and Senate Ag Committees did issue identical notices announcing the long-awaited start of the Farm Bill negotiations. According to Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union, he is hopeful they can reconcile their differences and move forward.
And I think they'll figure out a way to find some middle ground. There are several options that can be pursued. So I think they're going to get there. So it'll be interesting to see how they reconcile some of those differences.
And American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy expressed his excitement over the news, although he admits it's going to be a challenge to bridge some of these wide farm bill differences.
I'm really pleased that they finally got to this step. It's been a long, difficult road getting there. So it's good that they're finally taking a step. Hope that it goes quickly and that they can get a bill passed before the end of the year.
And in another positive farm news note, the House of Representatives did pass their version of the Water Resource Reform and Development Act. This has been something that the agriculture community has been waiting for some time. And according to James Wambly from the American Farm Bureau Federation, this is something that will benefit a lot of people.
41 different states are served by inland waterways, so it has a huge impact on our lives. For agriculture, 60% of our grain goes through the inland waterways. Nearly 95% of our exports and imports go out of a port. So ensuring that these critical infrastructure are up to date, properly funded, properly dredged to be utilized to their full potential has a huge impact on the economy and on jobs.
And although differences still have to be worked out between the Senate and the House version, there is a lot of optimism from people like Bob Metz from the United Soybean Board, who said now passing this and the expansion of the Panama Canal could mean great business for U.S. commodities.
The majority of the beans, especially coming out of the center of the United States, actually goes through the Panama Canal to go to our customers in China, Southeast Asia. And the expansion of the Panama Canal is going to be very important to us as U.S. soybean farmers to be able to use larger boats to haul that soybeans to our number one customer, China.
And looking at those commodity prices, they were higher on Wednesday, with December corn up 4.5 cents to 4.42¾¢ per bushel. March picked up 4.25 to 4.55¼¢. Your beans for November up 7¾ to 13.08¼¢. March topped at 12.82¼¢, while December wheat was up to 7.01¼¢ per bushel. Mixed day on the Class 3 trade, October drops to 18.21, November up 11 to 18.57, December comes in at 17.70, and your January Class 3 up 3 at 17.01. Cheese market, blocks now priced to 185¾¢ per pound, barrels up to $1.80, and AA butter prices to 147¼¢ per pound. Livestock trade, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers top at $1.21. Holstein steers, 96 to 107. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 70 to 93. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 69. Replacement bull calves, 85 to 180. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Those barrels and gilts, 66 to 74. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50, and your feeder lambs, 145 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.